You ever have that thing that you desire to do, but it just seems like something's always getting in the way for you doing it? Something's blocking you getting to that goal or that dream or that aspiration. Soulful Healing Talks is all about coming back to the soul, coming back to what it is that's stopping you from being the best version of you. Each week, we'll dive into ways to come back to the soul. Who's ready to tackle those goals, those dreams, those aspirations? I don't know about you, but I am. Let's dive right on in. Have you ever said, I want to be more present? I want to be right here, right now. Have you ever thought of that before? Like, what does that actually look like? To be present, to be in the here and the now? Like, what does that look like? On today's episode, we're going to talk about that. How to live in the present moment, especially in a world that seems so chaotic. How can you be present? That's what we're going to dive into today. Have you just completed your 200-hour teacher training, or have you been lying dormant for the past several years since the pandemic and just don't know how to get back into teaching yoga? The Soulful School of Yoga Business of Yoga Mentorship is all about coming back to self. It's diving into who am I, the power of your voice, creating community, and knowing your worth. Want to learn more about the Business of Yoga Mentorship? Join us on June the 21st at 6:30 p.m. in the interest meeting. Can't make it? Don't worry about it. Catch the recording. For more information, head on over to the show notes. So let's talk about being present in the moment. You know, what's so interesting is confession. Right now, I am sitting in my truck. It is raining. I have my nice cup of maple butterscotch latte, and I'm recording this, right? Talk about being present in the moment. And the thing about living present in the moment, we're going to talk about how the heck do you even do that? And let me tell you, this came about the other day. I was, you know how sometimes you're just kind of reminiscing, right? I was just reminiscing about the time that I went to Bali. And actually, now that I really think about it, there was a memory that showed up. And you know, gotta love Facebook, gotta love Time Hop, all the things. Google Photos do the same thing. They remind you of these beautiful moments that you have, right? And so I got this reminder about when I went to Bali and spending, which was about 5 years ago, and I spent an entire month in Bali. Yes, no kids, no work, no worries, no phone, no way to communicate really with anyone other than obviously I communicated with my parents to check on the kids, etc. But it was just pure bliss waking up each and every morning and just being like, what should I do today? Right? And I was just like, it was total detachment from the world. And so I started to think about that and the busyness of everything that I do in life. And I was like, wow, I really want to be detached. Like, how can you be detached when you've got so much stuff going on? So how can you be non-attached or detached from the world, but yet be connected to the world? Is there a such thing? Can you do that? Think about that. What would you say? Like, can you truly be detached, but yet connected, right? It's kind of like being disconnected to be connected. And so that's what brought on this concept of how do you live in the present moment in a world of just pure chaos and busyness? And honestly, how do you live in the present moment when you have so many task and so many things that you have to do. And so that's what kind of led to today's episode of living in the present moment. And so there are three things that popped up in my head of, okay, this is how we truly live in the present moment, even when we are taking on so many tasks. So for myself, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm also a yoga director and an educator and a mom and a wife, right? So how do I stay present even when I have so many tasks? So the first concept and the first thing that I thought of is the art of detachment. Oh, yes. How do you detach yourself? How do you create this detachment even in the world that it seems as if you cannot be detached? So how do you do that? So my first thought process in the art of detachment is learning how to not be attached to everything. So here we're playing on words here, right? So talking about non-attachment. So often we're attached to our work, we're attached to results, we're attached to what happened yesterday, we're attached to what happened a month ago, we're attached to what could happen. Non-attachment is simple. It is realizing that each moment is a moment and only being in that moment, right? It's so hard, but yet so true. So like for an example, being in a moment for me right now is me recording, me talking to you all right now. That is the moment right now. What's going to be the next moment? I don't know. But not being attached to what's going to be the next moment, not being attached with what occurred before this recording, but being present right now. So focusing on the moment at hand. That is how you practice detachment, is being non-attached. And it is so difficult. I will not sit here and act like it's not hard for me, right? It is. And it's a practice. That's the key. It's a practice. It's not something that just comes on you, but it's a practice. So how is it a practice? The next time that you are in the moment and you start to think about what you're going to do next, or you start to think about what happened yesterday, or you start to think about what happened a month ago, come back, shake yourself off, and tell yourself, this is what I do, y'all. Don't laugh. I will kind of just say, Fee, come on, focus. Like, you're not focused on that. Be here, right here now, right? I talk to myself, and yes, my nickname is Fee, if you didn't already know that now, right? Where that came from, I have absolutely no clue. I think it actually came from, and this is sidebar, I think it actually came from my father's friend when I was younger used to say Fee, Fa, Fo, Fum. And Fee has always stayed with me. So anywho, right? So being present is telling you all that story right now. Now, getting back to the art of detachment is being non-attached, right? It is focusing on being here right now. It is an art. It is a practice. The next thing which ties along with this is mindfulness. Ooh, we hear this word so much, right? How many times have you heard mindfulness and being like, okay, well, what is that, right? What does that term actually mean? Being mindful is being present. The practice of mindfulness is being present to what is right now. It is being mindful of what you are doing right now. So for an example, if I'm out for a walk, I am practicing mindfulness because I am being present to that walk. I am only in that moment of walking. So maybe I am, you know, looking outdoors and listening to the birds and feeling my feet on the ground. I'm mindful. I'm being mindful and being present to what is right now. And guess what? It means multitasking is not living in the present moment. It's not being mindful. Why? Because you are trying to take on so many tasks at one time. So being mindful is when I go to cook my food, I am cooking my food. That is what I'm doing. I am focusing on that one task. I am mindfully cooking the food. When I go to sit down to eat, I am eating my food. I am being mindful of the process of eating. When I'm talking to someone, I am looking them directly in their eyes and I am listening to them. I'm not just looking at them and then thinking about something else. Mindfulness is really being here and now and focusing on this. So I'll tell you this quick story. When I was in Bali, so this is one thing that I noticed too in Bali that was just so amazing. Every native there was so like just extremely nice and humble. It was a very humbling experience. And what I noticed in Bali that in America we really have to work on is in Bali, they only focus on the one task. They don't multitask. When they are talking on the phone, they are only talking on the phone. When they're speaking to someone, they're only speaking to that person. They're not doing another task. What does that do? That helps to lessen the stress. In America, and I will talk about myself because I am prime example. I do this all the time. In America, right, we multitask. Some of us, which is not good, some of us are driving and then we're checking our phones or we are texting. I hope we're not texting and driving. And I still see that that is happening. When we are talking to someone, we're looking at them, but we're not listening to them, right? We've all done that before. I've done that before where I am talking to someone and I'm thinking about what I'm getting ready to do, or I'm thinking about what happened before this, or what happened before I was talking to the person. I am not being mindful. I am attached to everything else that is going on in the world. I am not practicing non-attachment, right? And so that is one thing about mindfulness. It is a practice, right? Going back to this whole thing of it's a practice. It is a thing of shaking yourself off. Meaning like when I am supposed to be walking and really focusing on the walk and the beautifulness of what is all around me, and I am thinking about my to-do list, I'm saying to myself, Fee, nope. We're not doing that. Come back. Come on back, girl. Come on back. Right? It is constant reinforcement. That's how we develop. It's like anything else. Think about when you're trying to build strength, right? Think about when I'm in the gym and I am, let's say my goal is weight loss, right? That is I can't just like say, you know what? I want to lose 50 pounds and then all of a sudden 50 pounds come off, right? It's a practice. I have to go in. I have to do the work. I have to eat the food, the healthy food. I have to work out. It is a practice that I have to continually show up, right? And then eventually it becomes a habit. And then eventually, like, I don't have to think about doing the thing. I just do the thing. That's the same thing with mindfulness and the art of detachment. And being non-attached is it's a practice. I have to keep reinforcing, keep reminding myself every single day, every single moment. And then eventually I won't have to do that anymore because then eventually the practice of mindfulness now becomes a habitual thing that I am doing every single day, right? So that's the second thing, mindfulness. The third thing is my absolute favorite thing, the power of healthy boundaries. Woo! Yeah, right. I talked about this in the last episode. Boundaries are so huge when it comes to detaching, when it comes to being present in the moment, right? If I am taking on so many tasks, so if I'm doing so many different things, I am trying to do this for that person, I'm trying to be this for that person, I'm trying to show up over here and support that person. Then what's happening is number one, I am multitasking. Number two, I am doing so much stuff that is hard for me to be present because I have so many tasks, and so many tabs. And I've talked about this before, right? I have 15 tabs open up on my computer that I can't be present with one thing because I'm working through all of those tabs. And so the power of healthy boundaries is saying, all right, like I am doing this task right here for an hour. Let's say that I'm doing work and I love timers. I love focus. I actually have an app that is, I'm trying to remember the name of it. I think it's called Focus. Actually, it's called Focus. Yay, I remembered. It's called Focus. And what you can do is you set your work time, so however many minutes you're working, and then it brings in kind of a break time too. So let's say that you set your work minutes to 30 minutes. And so the healthy boundary of that is, all right, I am working for 30 minutes, and then once that timer goes off, I am now going to take a break. Instead of saying I'm working for 30 minutes, I get to the end of the 30 minutes and I say to myself, oh, but I'm going to do one more thing. Oh, well, the juices are flowing. Let me keep going. Well, I am not respecting my boundaries of pausing and taking a moment. And then now it is very hard for me to be present. It's very hard for me to be detached. It's hard for me to practice mindfulness when I am not honoring my boundaries. Do you see how all of this, these layers all add upon itself, right? And so healthy boundaries also looks like telling friends, family, coworkers, employees, or whoever you may be dealing with, if you are taking a break or you are trying to disconnect, then disconnect, not disconnect and, oh, well, that text message, maybe I should respond back to that person. No, right? Because again, when we create healthy boundaries, then we're able to be present more in the moment. We're also able to practice the art of detachment, not being attached to the phone, right? Not being attached to always needed to respond right then and there, right? Being mindful, practicing mindfulness and saying, right now, I am disconnected and taking a break, right? And then I'm also honoring my boundary of disconnecting and taking a break. You see, all of these things play on each other. So it's important to make sure that you're practicing all of these things. Again, going back over it again, it is a practice. I wish that it will just knock you upside the head. Believe me, I've been waiting for that moment to happen. And it's not gonna knock you upside the head. You have to do the work. You have to put in the practice to be present. Isn't that crazy? You have to put in the practice to be present. Why? Because we live in a world that is going 100 miles per hour, right? We are living in a fast-paced world. And so the only way that this fast-paced world is going to slow down for you is you have to create it. You have to create that practice. So the next time that I chat with you, right? I want to hear that you are being present in the moment. I'm practicing it too. I am not, Miss I got it all put together. It is like fine-tuned with whipped cream and a cherry on top. No, it is a constant practice for me too as well. So let's start being more present. Let's start being here and now. And let's stop trying to do the most. Let's stop trying to live in a fast-paced world and be fast in the fast-paced world. Let's start honoring our boundaries and start slowing things down. Let's start honoring ourselves and giving us the opportunity to pause, to be, to admonish the things that are around us. Let's start doing this for ourselves. All right, until next time, keep on living, laughing, and loving this life.
You just finished another episode of Soulful Healing Podcast. What did you think? Take a moment to leave a review, like, and subscribe. Let us know, what topics do you want to hear? Who would you like to listen to and hear in the Soulful Healing Podcast? Well, until next time, keep on living life to the fullest.